Stylist and Cortin. I'm a researcher in the areas of image processing, data mining, and remote sensing. And I create this podcast just to share some of my opinions, techniques that we have been using, or some ideas about papers that I read, and some curiosities about the research. The idea today is to discuss about a very famous paper, which is called The Measurement of Observer Agreement for Categorical Data. It has been written by Richard Landis and Gary Koch in 1977. Quite considering the state-of-the-art research, this is a quite old paper. It's even older than me. And why am I discussing this paper now? If you search for this paper at Google Scholar, for example, you will find more than 53,000 citations in Google Scholar. It's quite a famous paper. And why this paper has so many citations? Because in this paper, written 1977, the author proposed a scale related to the Kappa statistic. And for those who work with remote sensing and classification, we know that the Kappa value is one of the most used measurements to say if my result or the result that we are publishing have a good agreement or a bad agreement. And so in this paper, the authors propose a kind of a scale related to the strength of agreement. And it has been using up to today. We have more than 4,000 papers only in 2019 make a citation to this paper from Landis and Koch. The result of this paper have been using up to today. However, I would like to say that at least my opinion is that we can make a reference to this scale of Kappa values only in certain cases. And many of us are using this scale in the wrong way. I have the paper in my hand. You will even listen to the noise of the pages, and I will just point out some parts of the paper. For example, in the beginning of the paper, the authors describe what they are going to do. In this paper, we propose a unified approach to the evaluation of observer agreement for categorical data by expressing the quantities which reflect the extent to which the observers agree among themselves. The most important part is this last one. These measurements proposed by Landis and Koch reflect the extent to which the observers agree among themselves. And now I will describe what they do to create this scale. They considered data arising from the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis reported in a previous paper by 1953. So we are using this in remote sensing and many other scientific areas, but the original paper was created for a specific case of a medicine paper in which diagnoses of multiple sclerosis are compared. They provided here in this paper the results of two diagnosticians, one from Winnipeg and the other from New Orleans. They have several patient records, and one started to evaluate the records from each other. And so, what is the measurement or the agreement related in this paper? They evaluate the agreement between the two diagnosticians, one from Winnipeg and the other from New Orleans. What I mean, when we have two independent data sets created by manual interpretation of data and we want to compare both of them, we can use this technique, because when they say that the Kappa statistic is almost perfect, or is substantial, or is moderate, or fair, or is light, or even poor, what do they mean in this paper? They mean that the agreement between two independent measurements are related by this Kappa. And nowadays we are using, when we have a classification result and we have also a map of reference which has not been created independently. And after they created this table that relates a CAP statistic to a strength of agreement, they say explicitly in the paper. Although these divisions are clearly arbitrary, they provide useful benchmarks for the discussion of the specific example provided in this paper. I mean, they created a table to be used in one specific example in 1977 related to multiple sclerosis data sets. I mean, this does not have nothing to do with remote sensing or image classification, and nowadays we are using this table to say that our strength of agreement is almost perfect according to Landis and Koch. So it's not, in my opinion, a fair use of this paper. And just to finish my discussion, in the end of the paper, the authors say again that who use this table should use at least with care. Let's see what the last paragraph of the paper says. Although the methodology for the assessment of observer agreement developed in this paper is quite general, the procedures have been illustrated with an example involving only two observers. So, this methodology was created to be used in a specific case with two observers. And again, when I use this with remote sensing, sometimes we provide our classification and compare this to a reference that has been created by several observers or several different sources, and we rely on the same basis that these guys from 1977 has been using. So it's very different and should be used with much more care than it has been using today. Thanks for listening to this podcast, which only reflects my opinion. I also have a YouTube channel. If you are interested, you can check there for videos. I post several videos. I provide data sets and also the algorithm. When I created some algorithm, give me some feedback about what you understand about this podcast. And if you want, send me an email or reply this podcast. Thank you.